welcome to Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. I am your host with the most this evening, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, that's me. And that piece right there you just heard is We've Got to Stand Together. That is so right. And that piece right there is by Jose Millicent. And this is my guest for the season. Feel free to call on the guest line at 657-383-0771. I welcome you all. Jazz guitarist Jose Millicent. Welcome, Mr. Millicent. Are you with me this evening?
Yes, ma'am. So I am. How you doing, Brent?
All right. And a good evening to you. So tell briefly about yourself, Jose. Where you grew up, city and state?
Well, born and raised in Washington, D.C. My mother, she was a professional upright bass player back in the times of Duke Ellington.
And oh, wow.
Yeah, she sure was. And I really wasn't inspired by any musicians or anything. It's just that one time when I was young, a little friend gave me a little acoustic guitar. And I just picked up that guitar, and I put down every toy, every bike, and everything. And I just started plucking on that string every day, and I started learning from that day on by ear playing the guitar. And I began to realize that was my passion and gift that was in me.
Yeah. So, all right. So, was there any other artists, musicians, that inspired you as you grew up playing the guitar?
Yes. Well, in my favorite years was the 70s. And I was inspired by Santana, Jimi Hendrix, the guitars of Pink Floyd, the guitars of Dan Ackerman of Focus. I was inspired by those guys, you know, because they were so natural in their playing, and they were just... It's just the inspiration hit me where the style they had their own style and their own inspiration, and that inspired me much to have my own inspiration. Yep.
All right. So this piece that's playing right now, yeah. We've Got to Stand Together. How did you come up with the title of this music? I love it.
Well, when I begin to sit down and move by the inspiration that's in me, and when I'm finished and I listen back to it, I really listen to the feeling and the emotion of the song, and that's what it came to me. I said, we have to stand together, and that me being a very sensitive, emotional person with the cares of other people and the unity of people, it makes me think that because of the way the song was laid out, it's like we have to stand together. We have to be a support to one another. We have to not degrade one another, but put each one of us up on a pedestal higher than ourselves. Because when we do that, when we put somebody higher than ourselves, we'll go up with them. So we have to stand together. So that's the mood of the song gives me the inspiration of the title.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, with your music, will you be looking into producing an album in the near future?
Well, I kind of like, it's like really, I'm really just following, how would I put it? Instead of my music following me, as one would say, I'm going to try to get out there and be famous. I'm going to try to get out there and do this, and I'm going to try to get out there and do that. But what it is, I'm following my music. I'm just my passion, deep passion of playing music and sharing it. It's just that I'm following the music. Where the music goes, I'll go along with it. If it goes to the right or to the left, I'm going along with it. If it gets into a higher height of producing and doing this and that, I'm just following my music. It's just my passion. It just, as long as I can express my emotions inside and my desires and compassion and concern, And really, my music is really for the people. It's about the people, for the people, and it just that's the way I feel about it. Some people say, "Oh man, oh, I'm gonna make $1 million. I'm gonna be a millionaire. I'm gonna be this. I'm gonna do that. Man, you do something with it. I'm gonna do this." I'm like, "Well, really, I want to serve the people. That's what it is. So where the music goes, I'll go with it. It just I have to take every careful step when it gets into the business of music."
Right. So I started following you because you was getting down posting on Facebook and Instagram live videos of mm-hmm. you playing your guitar yeah. and you just play. You play by ear and you create a melody yeah. just out of nowhere. And you say, yeah. this is what you do. You go down in your home, in the basement,
mm-hmm.
and you yeah. you set up and just start playing.
Yes, yes. It's you know, it's down through the years, even back in the 70s, we had our band, and we always had that hope we can get out and be famous. And, you know, and back in the days, they say, well, you can be famous. You can send a tape to some promoters and this and that. And you got to get known. You got to just go in the club and get known and get here and get there. So those, the protocol was, okay, you got to play Coon again. You got to play Mandrill. You got to play this, got to play that. Me, personally, my issue was I did not like playing other people's music for the reason. When I play someone's music, and they can say, oh, man, he played it just like that. He soloed just like that. Yeah, but that was their solo. That was my
right.
inspiration. And the thing about, just like Prince, Prince came out with his own inspiration. Prince played Prince, and people loved it because he was different, and it was very beautiful. And these are musicians I admire, and they was very inspirational. And me, myself, just being me, and each musician in the world, if they be their self, that would put more color in the music industry to give people better choices.
Right. So I want to ask you this. Are you an ordained minister?
Yes, ma'am. I sure am. I'm definitely ashamed about it. That's what keeps the joy in my heart. I tell you, but God's been so good to me. I'm telling you, I don't want to go rambling, because when it goes to talking about God, I can really, really go on and on about that. He's been beautifully, he blessed me family-wise, home-wise, job-wise, income-wise, and the music that was implanted in me from birth. God has been real good, and I don't preach over the air on social media. I don't preach on Facebook, because some things, it's a good thing,
yeah.
but it's a place for all things, because sometimes when you put it out at the wrong time, people will reject it before they receive it. But on social media, when anything people put out there on a spiritual mode, I support it, and I agree with it, as long as it's right. And I do. I'm a minister, I'm a preacher, and I enjoy every bit of it. God's been too good for me.
Right.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
will you be putting out any music? Jazz
music,
your melodies, gospel melodies on your guitar? Or do you already have some out there?
Well, I've been really, it's like this. I've been really holding back over the years. And I have music that people haven't heard yet. But because it's been like this for me. When people put you up there, that you're all that, I never feel all. Even if I was all that, I don't feel it, because I always tell people I'm just another pea in the pot. And
right.
There's a lot of awesome musicians out there. I mean, little kids, 10 years, 12, 16, that will blow me clear out the window, and I tilt my hat and commend each and every last one of them because we have to support one another. But when some people say now, they say, yeah, he's a jazz player. But you know, it's funny because my style of music, I consider my style as contemporary jazz, R&B, new age, whatever. And when they say, well, you play jazz? I say, well, actually, I play me. That's what it is. I play me. What comes out of me is the emotions, because one thing I believe in, putting jazz out, putting R&B, whatever, gospel. When people want to express their talent, I don't want to express my talent. I want to express my inner, deep, sincere emotions of music. And that has music has vibes to it. When you put it out, people feel it. People feel it when you put your emotions, the deep emotions out of versus talent.
Right. So we're going to start on a few of your songs I'm going to spend this evening. I'd like to start off with the song track called I'm Here For You. Is there a story behind this title of this song?
Yes, I guess it's just the same thing. I'm just a very, I'm really, honestly, a passionate type guy. And if you notice, a lot of my titles is based on kind of like, for the people. When somebody's hurt, especially when I see on social media, because there's so much emotions going on, there's so much drama, and my heart bleeds a lot. And sometimes the people, when somebody's hurt and something happens, it makes my heart bleed. And it makes me feel like to say, I'm here for you. And another thing, and on the other flip side, God is here for you. And I just want to always encourage somebody. If I can't say much to them, if I don't speak real good, I want to express it through my music to say, I'm here for you.
All right. Everyone stay tuned. Here is I'm Here For You by Jose Nolte.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Anyone that just tuned in, this is Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. I am your host with the most, Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. You're all welcome to call the free guest line number. It's 657-383-0771. I have with me this evening jazz guitarist Jose Middleton. And the piece that I'm playing is I'm Here For You. All right, Jose.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What is your future aspirations in the music industry? Do you have any?
Well, I'm just taking one day at a time. You know, just letting it flow. just following the music and everything. You know, and I was just thinking when I was listening to the music, even though you didn't ask, people have asked me, do you sing? Does any of your songs have any singing on it? I said, well, if you listen to some of the songs I have singing on it, you probably have to take a couple of Rolaids because I'm not much of a singer. Yeah, because I have some. If I rate myself from 1 to 10, it would be 1.5 at the most.
All right.
I guess, and I would categorize myself more of an instrumentalist, a composer, you know. And
right.
So I just kind of feel that, you know, as a, when I put my music out there, I really didn't have no plans behind that. I didn't have any plans. I just put it out there and sharing and loving it. And, you know, and then when, with the way it blew up, I'm like, wow, okay, is it really like this? So as it goes along, and as it, you know, it's like follow the star, I'm just following. I'm just taking one day at a time and following it as it goes along.
Right. So mm-hmm. Can you name the, what social sites you on for our listeners to be able to follow you up on? What social sites are you on?
Yes, I have a YouTube page. You just type in all small case and Jose, two separate words, J-O-S-E, and Middleton, M as in Mary, I-D-D-L-E-T-O-N. And it'll all pop up right there. And I'm on Reverb Nation as well. The same thing. You go on the Reverb Nation site, and then in the search bar, you type in Jose Middleton, and I'll pop up right there. Those two sites are known.
Are you on Facebook or Instagram?
Facebook as well. Yeah, of course, Facebook and Instagram. And Instagram, the same thing. You just type in. I just use my general name. A lot of people use other different names. I use my general name because I might forget what I've logged in, so I can remember my own name at least. So I just keep it simple. Because I'm a simplicity. I'm just very simple and plain and simple. Even my music is very simple. It's not a whole lot of complications because me personally and myself, I love flow. I love pocket. I love flow. There's a lot of instrumentalists, musicians out there that's very talented and they can move around. It's like a maze. But I'm just very simple with my music. So everything I do, it's very simple. My YouTube account, all my accounts are just simple. Jose Middleton. Yes.
All right. So how does your mind go to work in creating melodies? Go ahead.
What I do, because see, working home by myself, and this is why it's easy for the inspiration to flow because I'm just, like one of my tunes I named, it's me, myself, and I. So I don't have to deal with the irritations, the normal aggravations of a group because everybody has their own mind, their own input on different things. And when I put my drum machine on, my track, I'll listen to it, and I'll just start. It's like you feel it, because music, you really have to feel it. You have to, it's almost, even like when I play and put it, it's like an anointing that comes behind it. And when I feel my music, use, you know, let me see, put it this way. I played by ear all my life. I had an opportunity in high school to learn how to read, write, and all that other good stuff in theory. But some people, when they know all that, they go by total theory. And I told a musician one day, he said, well, at least I got the knowledge. You don't. I said, well, I go through inspiration. When you get away from theory, you do your own thing, you can really make your music very colorful and a different experience on the basis of theory. So when I'm playing my music, it's a flow that comes from inside. And like I said, I'm not trying to express talent. I'm not trying to express skill. I'm expressing emotion, feelings, colors, affection, things like that. But music has a lot of, it's a flow. And that's how I come up with my melodies.
Right, right. So if you had an invitation that was sent to you to play with another or other celebrity artists, who would it be? Living artists as well.
Oh, boy. I'll be honest now. If I had to play for an artist on the, I guess, the pop side, it would be John Mayer, because I like John Mayer's style.
Okay.
John Mayer has a nice flow, a nice, easy flow, and it just, because like I said, I've never been this complicated type guy. I've never been the type that you run all up and down the neck and fly all over the place. The flow is the main thing, the groove, the thing that pushed you. If a person wanted to shed some tears, you could feel it. So John Mayer would be one. And my favorite, well, back in the 80s, I was a big fan of Sade, the flow.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Yeah, I was a big fan of Tina Marie. She was off the chain. She was awesome. It wouldn't be my choice. If I was asked to play, it would have been my choice. But I'm a flow type guy. You know, just that flow. I just love the flow. Some people love, how would I say, a lot of moving around, but I love the flow. That's how it is. So John, I like John Mayer. Back in the 70s, my favorite year, Santana, the flow of Santana. Santana wasn't playing based on speed of his fingers. He was playing out of feeling, out of a flow, and that's what people love him for, you know, and just different things like that. That's how I am. That's who I would play with. Yep.
All right. We're getting ready to go into another one of your songs. This one's called Phase 3. Now, what's up with the title on this cut, Phase 3? I like it.
Well, you know, some people, the comments sometimes, oh, that's funky. Well, that's a groove, blah, blah, blah. But what it is I keep going back like a broken record. It's the flow I feel of it, especially the thing about it. In a group, in a band, the importance of each musician, instrument, the drummer, if based on the beat he puts out, you can start a flow from that. And the bass player has to have that bottom, that pocket. So when they play these things and they say, we want you to flow with this, it would be so easy because I could feel it. So when I put my track of the drum machine on, I'm starting to feel, I close my eyes and I'm starting to feel what I'm playing. And then when I finish laying it all out and I say, God, this is a phase three. That's how I just come up with that. This is a phase three. Yes.
All right, everyone, stay tuned. This is Phase 3 by Jose Middleton. All right, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. All right, Jose. What is your ultimate desire you want folks to get out of your music?
Really, the enjoyment of listening. Pretty much as they have been doing, just the enjoyment of listening, and it just it's just enjoyment of listening and helping them to get through their day. As some may say, you know, I just listen to your music, and it's helped me get through my day and blah, 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 and stuff, things like that. It's just, you know, so I don't ask for a lot. I don't look for a lot. I would just, when they enjoy it, and that's the only thing I get out of it. It's just, and it really surprises me because since I've been doing my music, I do my music, listen to it. I'm like, hey, okay, this is nice. Okay, you know, it might work, you know, but it ain't gonna go nowhere. I like it. It's okay. It'll work. And especially some of the things I put out that I thought there might be more, seemed like, you know, I put something out and I'm like, it's okay. I'm not liking it too much. And it seemed like it just flies off to the sky. I'm like, wow, did they really like that? So my main concern is just, as long as I'm serving the people, my music is more of a service. It's just to serve them, to enjoy and help them people in life, you know, enlighten up their life. If they, whatever the emotions, whatever their feelings are, whatever the things they go through, the music. And somebody had posted one time, they said, where words don't speak, music does.
Right, right, right. Thank you for that. Thank you. We have a caller. Caller, area code 352. Please state your name, please.
Hi, this is Pam down in
Hello,
Florida.
Hello, Pam. Hi. Thank you for calling the show.
Oh, hey, my pleasure. Hi, Jose.
Hey, sis.
We're down here not only listening to your music, but we tapped into the video for Phase 3 and hey, we had our heads shaking and our eyes closed. So proud of you to hear you on this national forum here. And Jose definitely plays from the heart and the soul. I mean, he comes in and I see him sitting down starting the day or the evening playing his music. And it's such a God-given blessing that he has this talent to play by ear. And
yes.
I'm telling you, so in time, when he's ready, I'm sure when he gets the call and he'll put it out to the public. But right now we're enjoying this and look forward to hearing more.
Well, thank you for calling the show and thank you for speaking out. Thank you very much.
All right. Good night now.
Good night.
Thank you.
All right. So, Jose, I would like you to give information of your YouTube channel and what social sites our listeners can follow you up on.
Yes. They type in all small cases, lower cases. It's Jose Middleton, but it's J-O-S-E, Middleton, M as in Mary, I-D-D-L-E-T-O-N. For my YouTube page and for Facebook, it's the same thing. All small cases, small lowercase, Jose Middleton. On Instagram, the same thing, Jose Middleton. It'll pop up. This is simple. It makes things easier. And Reverb Nation, the same thing.
All right. Y'all hear that, fans? Is there any future projects you have coming up that you would like us to know about?
I'm trying to right now just think about music. It's very time consuming, which I enjoy. But when you have other things in life, priorities in life, it kind of handicaps you. I'm trying to get in this other studio. I was supposed to go in this other studio and then I talked to someone yesterday. So I'm working on some projects right now to keep things going. And me working on my regular job, the hours I put in, and being a family man, a father, and a minister, and all that, it absorbs a lot of your time. So 100% full bloom, I'm not out there as working with all music, so I have to kind of divide it up and break it up.
Yeah.
But I do have future plans and projects and stuff. And, you know, people been asking, requesting certain things. I said, well, I'm working on it. I'm working on this.
So have you ever participated in any community events in your city, in your community there? Any events you did with your God-given talent?
Not really. Actually, it's funny because I've had a lot of requests and offers, and not when I say a lot, it's not like it's 100,000, but it's I've been having requests and offers to do certain events and studio work and even gigging, playing. But and I always tell people the best way I can. I said my lifestyle and time don't it prevents me to do all that because of being. But actually, let me see. Maybe in the 80s, the early part of the 80s, maybe so. But now I'm more of a settled family man. I'm settled and working on a regular job and day-to-day basis. And so I'm just kind of like, I have to kind of divide my time. So I don't have the time, but a lot of my close local friends, they do gigs and do a lot of opportunities around in the area. And I commend them. I just think
right.
I really enjoy it. If I didn't do no more than just make music, studio, and put it out there, I'd be just as happy. Because popularity, I never looked for popularity. I never looked for fame or favoritism or anything. I just, if I could just express my music through my emotions through my music, I'd be in the people and satisfy the people. I feel good about that.
All right. Thank you for that. Caller, area code 904. Please state your name, please.
Yes, my name is Greg. How you doing, Brenda?
Hey, Greg. Just to let everyone know, Greg is one of my number one fans. He calls on almost every one of my shows, and I really appreciate it. Thank you for your support.
Inquisitive. First of all, a side question, my brother. You attend any militants down in Florida?
Middleton?
Yeah.
You said Middleton? No.
Yeah.
No. It's funny. Okay. I have a lot of Middleton Facebook friends, and I was surprised how many Middletons are out there.
I know a couple.
Bring the last name.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, man, I'm sorry. That side question, brother. I was just curious. Anyway, does it give you a drive when your fans like listen to your music? Does that give you more of a drive? You know what I'm saying, to stay on that level or higher?
Yeah, actually, it's very encouraging. You know, honestly, since I've been playing guitar, people always ask me, "How long have you been playing?" I said, "I lost track of time. Since James Brown made the Cold Sweat." You know, and in all my days of playing, I'm never, ever the best guitar in the whole world. But people put you up there like that. But
right.
that don't swell my head up. That don't puff me up. But it is encouragement behind that. Because I'm always feeling like, that's how you like that? Excuse me? Really? Okay. So that's how I feel about it. And when people, all the comments on Instagram and Facebook and all, and the encouragement, it honestly makes me feel good that it's like I served a plate to somebody and they enjoyed the food. That's the best thing.
Right. Right. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Y'all have a good night. I appreciate you answering my question, my brother. You have a blessed night. And Brenda, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, Greg. Have a blessed evening.
Okay. Okay, brother.
All right. So, Jose, we are almost coming to a close in our show. I will play one more song, which will be Teardrops. Is there a story behind that cut as well?
Ooh, this is a rough story right here.
Oh, well, you don't have to.
No, it's really, it's sentimental, but it's sad because somebody inspired me with that, with the title. Someone had said, I'm really hurt how they did someone, and it made me, I was finding myself crying, and it's like teardrops from heaven. And I said, oh, my God, teardrops from heaven. And I made it that type, teardrops from heaven. And that same person said, well, you took my title, and I should get a credit for it. Matter of fact, I'm going to investigate it. Matter of fact, you're gonna hear from me, because I said, excuse me, that was a comment you made. And actually, I was telling you about it because you inspired me. A lot of people, and on social medias, I've made a comment to someone, and this singer said, oh, wow, I appreciate that. I'm going to make a song out of that. That I was happy to inspire. So I just named it. I just said, forget it. I'll name it Teardrops. Because that it was just very tough. Yes.
Right,
it was very
right.
Tough.
Okay. Well, a couple of last questions. You can go ahead and give a shout out to any supporters that supported you on your musical journey. Go ahead, Mr. Milton.
I just want to thank everyone for the awesome comments on Instagram, Facebook, because that's basically where I get all my comments. I really appreciate everyone, and the comments are inspiring. And I hope you all to continue to enjoy. And I'm not a good spokesman. I'm not a real good talker. If I can get into word, I don't mind preaching. But when it comes to this general talking, I get the little jumble tongue. So, but I do appreciate everyone. I want everybody to know that. I really highly appreciate everyone, the comments and the appreciation that they show and they express and everything. And any musicians out there, I'm willing to support them as well. Because we have to stand together.
That's it right there. You hear that, everyone? Now, do you have any words of wisdom? Any words of wisdom, advice you want to give to those that are suffering in the world today? As you be an ordained minister, I'm quite sure you have much of advice to give. Go ahead, Mr. Milton.
Well, the best it's so much suffering in so many different ways. People are suffering physically. Some are suffering emotionally. Some are suffering spiritually. And my thing is, the main thing we have to really do is fall on our bending knees and give it to God and look up to God and let the tears flow, because when Hezekiah in the Bible cried, when the prophet told him, you get your house in order, because you're going to die and not live. So the prophet Hezekiah said, I've done what is right in your sight. And he cried. He literally, a grown man cried. It ain't going to hurt for a grown man to cry. You're not a softy. You're not no little whatever. But male or female, cry out to God. When you cry out to God, he will turn things around. And God turned the prophet around and went back to him and said, you got 15 more years to live. In the same way with the people today, give it to God. Don't look for, resist all negativity. Don't look for drugs. Don't look for this. Look to God, because he's our only remedy. Some may not believe it, but you try. I'm telling you, like the old potato chip commercial said, you try one, I bet you're going to like it. So the best thing to do is God. That's the best thing I can say. And that's why I try to title my songs with emotional titles to help people to look up to God. That's the best I can say.
Thank you for that. Amen. You hear that, everyone? I want to thank everyone for tuning in this evening. Thank you for your support. Mm-hmm. And Jose, thank you for your participation.
Yes.
And your music, bless you. Keep doing what you're doing.
You.
I will follow you. And if anyone missed the show has been recorded. And this is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out with a cut called Teardrops by Jose Millicent. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you. You have a blessed evening, Jose.
Yes, you too.